Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome to Growing in Grace. I'm so glad that you are here and that you are listening. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm glad that you are here. This is the fourth episode. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to see the Lord's faithfulness in all of this. It's crazy because I definitely see how he has a plan for this podcast, because if you listened yesterday, I had no idea what the episode was even going to be about. And I was so excited because the Holy Spirit literally took over, and I was just, it's just amazing to see the Lord's faithfulness and just everything that he says he's going to do. He always does. So yeah, praise God. I'm so happy that you guys are all here. Today's episode, I wasn't so in the dark about. The Lord, did kind of press on my spirit. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, you definitely have to, before listening to this one, because this one is going to, we're going to break down something that I said yesterday that I wanted to speak about with caution. I wanted to be so careful, because I don't want to lead anybody astray and I don't want there to be any confusion. And so I wanted to dive deep into the idea of, how there is a time and a season for everything, including grace. Okay. So before we get into it, I want to go ahead and bow our heads in prayer, to invite the Holy Spirit in and to, allow the Holy Spirit to take over, this episode, that it would be all of him. So let's go ahead and let's do that. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this day, God. I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we would be reconciled to you, Lord Jesus, that we would have a relationship with you, Lord God. And I thank you for this day, and I thank you for every single person that you have led to be here, Lord God. We know that you are a God of order, that you are very strategic, Lord God. And so I know that every single person that you have led to be here, Lord Jesus, it is by your design that you have ordained for them to be here. And so I just pray that you would decrease my flesh in this time and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just have your way with this episode, Lord Jesus, that it would be all of you and none of me, that you would become more and that I would become less. And I pray that your listeners would just hear every single thing that they need to hear from your word, Lord God, that they would be drawn in by your spirit, that you would draw people in to hear your word, to hear about your truth, and that this would be, that this would give them clarity in the current season that they are in, or in future seasons, Lord God, that you would just use this word to bless your people. And so I thank you that you have chosen me to be a vessel for you, Lord God. And I'm just so humbled by that. And I'm so excited to see what you're going to be doing in this episode, in this podcast, moving forward, Lord God. You are just so faithful. I thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you are just consistently good. You are the one good thing that we have, the Prince of Peace, Lord God. And so I just thank you that you are just an eternal peace, that our peace is eternally found in you. And so I just praise you for this, Lord God. And I just love you. And we love you, Lord God. And so I just pray that you would bless this word. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray all of these things in your precious, holy, mighty name. Amen. 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 All right. So yeah, so I wanted to get into it a little bit more, because yesterday I brought up how there is a season for even forgiveness. And I didn't want there to be any confusion. So I wanted to go ahead and dive deeper into that idea, just so that everybody has an understanding of what I mean and how it is backed up by scripture. And so I'm trying to bring more scripture into it. So yeah, so with that being said, so yesterday, just in quick summary, we talked about how because of the grace that God has given us, we are now able to, continue to grow, spiritually, physically, in our walk with Christ, right? And not only that, but when we also extend grace in the same way that Christ has extended grace to us, we are also able to allow others to also grow, right? And we allow others to make a righteous decision, just as God has. When we repent in our relationship with the Lord, now we are able to not continuously make a practice out of sinning, but we are able to grow spiritually and physically and emotionally and mentally, and we are just able to grow all around, right? And ultimately, we become more righteous because we become more like Christ because of grace. So offering grace is also the opportunity for others to become more Christ-like, which is a huge, huge blessing. It's a huge blessing, just that in itself. But now I want to go dive deeper into the idea that there is a time and a season for even grace. Okay, so just as there is a time and a season for everything under the sun, there is a time and a season even for grace. So let's go ahead and let's look at Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses I'm going to read from 1 to 4. So it says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing. "A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Okay. Amen. Praise God. He's such a poet. But yeah, so there is a time and a season for every single matter under the sun. And so that includes grace. Okay. So a lot of us have, you know, we live in an evil world, unfortunately. And so we know that we are all fallen, that we are all in sin, and that, you know, there is nobody perfect except for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we can expect that even in our relationships and our friendships and our marriages and whatever relationship it is that we have with one another, we can expect that at some point in that relationship, there is going to be a wrongdoing that is done towards us. Okay. And so it is so important to have an understanding of the grace that God has given us, because once again, if it wasn't for the grace that God has given us, we would have never been able to come into relationship with Jesus, okay? And so in the same exact way, if it isn't for the grace that we offer others to our family, our friends, our husband, our wife, our coworkers, our brother, sister, mother, whoever, if it isn't for the grace that we continuously offer one another, we would never be able to have a relationship, okay, that continuously grows. Okay, so this is just, it's once again, it's so important to have an understanding of grace for not only our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but for our relationship with others. Okay, and so one thing that I want to talk about is how the effects of sin, we know that the wages of sin is death, right? And so there are effects of sin, not just there being death, right? Not there just being a physical death, but sometimes there's a death even to parts of us when somebody sins against us, and there are just effects that could be harmful, right? We know that, again, the wages of sin is death. So sometimes because of the sin that other people do to us, there are effects that not only affects us, but maybe the relationship, the friendship, can be affected, right? And the only way that it would ever be able to come back together and to be able to, continue is by grace. Okay. And so we have to understand that, you know, Christians are called to forgive in the same way that Christ has forgiven us. We are also called to forgive others. Yes, 100%. But there is a time and a season for forgiveness. Okay. So we serve a God who is a God of order, right? He's not a God of confusion. He's a God of order. And what this means is there is an order in which things have to happen. Okay, and so there are some seasons where we may be going through certain effects from just the wickedness of the world, the evilness of the world, where the Lord has to separate us. He has to isolate us and keep us in seasons where we are just alone with Him, so that we can allow the Holy Spirit to work within us, so that He can do an intricate work within us, that He would refine us and that He would heal us and bring restoration not only to our lives, but to ourselves, okay? Because again, there are effects to sins, not only when we sin against others, when we sin against ourselves, just sin in general, there is negative effects. And so we have to continuously have alone time with the Lord that we would be able to continuously be healed, right? And so these seasons, where, you know, sometimes grace is, it's easy. It's, I don't want to say it's easy, but sometimes the wrongdoing that somebody has done towards us, it's easy to extend grace, right? It's not hard for us to extend grace. But in other cases, there are just the reality of this world. There are certain harms that are done to us that it is not as easy to extend grace And so in order for us to even extend grace, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to pour into us so that we would be able to pour into others. Okay, so even in this, it just shows how even in our weakness, the Lord's strength is shown, because even when we are not able to genuinely offer grace in that moment, the Lord will pour into us. So at the right time, we would be able to offer grace and extend grace in the same way that Christ did it for us. Okay, so this is what I mean by there is a time for grace, because you know, the Lord is also patient with us, knowing that in this moment, my son, my daughter, they're not able to forgive. So I have to teach them what grace is. I have to pour into them and teach them to allow them and give them the understanding of what it is exactly, so that they would be able to be like me, be like Christ, and offer grace in the same way that I have offered it to them. Okay. So these seasons are so vital, so important, not only just for your alone time with Christ, but also just so that you can allow God to teach you, to pour into you, okay? It's in these seasons where we are isolated and when we are alone with Christ, where the Lord is also teaching us of how he is continuously giving us grace, not just once, but you know, we continuously sin knowingly and unknowingly every single day of our lives. And so when you realize, and when you allow the Lord to teach you about how many times a day and in your lifetime that he has given you grace, he died once and for all, right? I just want to make that very clear. He's not continuously dying to give us grace, right? But because of the grace that he has given us, we are forever forgiven for all of our sins, every single sin that we have done against God, okay? Every single time that we've rebelled against God, the Lord has forgiven it, okay? And so when you have an understanding of that, you have to forgive other people, okay? Because you have sinned against God yourself, okay? And so when there's an understanding of this, when the Lord is teaching you and he's teaching you about the grace that he has given you, it actually makes it easier for you to forgive other people. Okay, so God is so good because he will allow other people to sin against us, and he allows for sin to take place ultimately so that we would be able to learn more about his goodness. So it's crazy to think about it from this perspective, but even it's almost a blessing when other people sin against us, because we as Christians, we are now able to see a different side of the love of Christ that we may have understood and to a certain extent before that person has sinned against us, right? So even in sin, God uses everything for our good. Everything. When I mean everything, when you are walking with Christ, everything is turned around and used for good, and it's used in your favor. And even when somebody else is sinning against you and they do something to harm you, right? God will use this for good, because now he shifts your focus back on him, where your relationship is now strengthened because your eyes are fixed on Christ. But not even that. When somebody sins against us, this allows us to have that alone time with Christ, yes, where he is pouring into us. But now, because of that, we become more Christ-like, where he actually uses that to give us the opportunity to be more like him, to be more like Jesus, okay? And this is beautiful within itself, okay? Because the things that the enemy meant for our harm, the enemy may have meant for other people to harm us and to come against us and for us to be attacked, not just spiritually, but physically or emotionally, mentally. The enemy will attack us in every way, shape, and form that he possibly can, using even people to come against us, right? And so it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing that everything that the enemy meant for harm, that God used for good to strengthen your relationship with Him, to strengthen your faith, to put your trust in Him, and to grow you spiritually and physically and as a person, and just in all areas of your life, God will use that very thing to actually elevate you. It is crazy. It is crazy and just beautiful to think about. And this is why it's just, there is nothing that the enemy being Satan, right? We know that the battle is not between flesh and blood. So I don't want to pinpoint a specific person or anybody as the enemy in your lives, right? In your current season. So whoever has done you wrong, we can just put all of the blame on the enemy, and just as he is the ruler of this dark world. And so people have a demonic influence a lot of the times. And so the battle is not, again, between flesh and blood. So I don't want to pin it against that, but it's just even anything that the enemy does to try to harm us, God puts an end to that. The enemy his destination is set. Okay. We know where he's going. And so that the enemy, including with all of his plots and plans and schemes against us, they're dead. They're dead because Christ is life. And so because we have life in Christ, every single plan that the enemy has towards us, even if it comes forth and it harms us for a season, even in that, it's going to die. It's only going to be temporary, because in Christ, all things are eternal. In Christ, we will be eternally healed, okay, by his word, by his truth. There is nothing that the enemy can do to us. And it is just, okay, I feel led to talk about this, because this is the reason why, when you start walking with Christ, this is the reason why the spiritual warfare just increases. It increases like never before, okay? And this is because when you're walking with the enemy, you're not a threat at all. The enemy knows, you know, he has a hold on you, and I know exactly where this person is going, and I'm not worried about them. So whatever, they're doing my will. They're not doing God's will. So I don't have to worry about them as much. I'm just going to use them to continue to lead other people astray. That's it. Just as Christ will use us Christians to bring other people to the kingdom, it's the same thing with the enemy. He's not a creator. He's a copycat. So he'll copy Christ, and he will use other people to bring other people to the kingdom of darkness. Okay? And so once you are walking with Christ, you are now a threat to the enemy. Okay? Where now he is starting to see, well, there is nothing that I can do to this person. Nothing. Because any attack, once again, that the enemy sends our way, God uses it for our own good. And he actually strengthens us in it. And he uses it to teach us so that we can teach other people, ultimately leading other people to the kingdom. So to the kingdom of God, which is like so crazy, because the enemy is just so, he's such a stupid, silly guy. Because anything that he does, God even uses to advance his kingdom, that the will of God would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Ooh, you guys, praise God, praise God. There is nothing that the enemy can do to you. There is nothing that he can do to you, okay? He can attack your peace of mind, yeah, sure, but when our minds, and this is why it's so important to have our minds fixed on Christ, because when it's fixed on Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, there is nothing that he will be able to do to you, okay? Especially even when you're in seasons where you're being attacked by him, you'll even be able to look at that season and be like, well, this is an attack. Like, it's not gonna faze me as much, because now I have an understanding of what's going on here. What's going on in this situation? And because God has given me understanding of what the enemy is doing, I have a peace of mind that God is teaching me even in this moment right now. I'm being attacked right now, but God is using this right now to teach me about spiritual warfare, to teach me about the enemy, to teach me about seeking him, to realign my faith and to stretch my faith. God is so intentional. When I'm telling you, he is in control of all things. He is in control. There is nothing that is outside of God's control. So if you are in a season where you're just like, oh my gosh, like
I'm constantly being attacked by my family, by my friends, by my coworkers, by whoever. Okay? God is using all of this to actually redirect you, to focus on Him, and to teach you. Okay? So anyway, I got a little bit sidetracked there, but once again, the Holy Spirit took over. That was 100% where this was needing to go. So I'm glad that that was touched on. But yeah, so there is a time and a season for grace. Okay, we have to continuously seek God. So just as we are supposed to test and discern the spirits, we are also supposed to discern the season that we are in. So, you know, if God has done a healing work within you, and now is a time that you feel led to go and forgive somebody, and for there to be a reconciliation in your friendship, relationship, marriage, whatever it is, we have to, once again, seek God on that. And in the right time, the Lord will make it happen. The Lord is going to be the one to bring it together. Okay, so we have to submit to God's timing, to God's will and God's plan, because if the Lord has not brought a relationship back together, it is because it probably wasn't time for that yet. When it's the Lord's time to bring relationships back together and a restoration together, it will be His doing. You will know, because it is going to be the Spirit of God that is drawing in these relationships to be restored again, for there to be a reconciliation again. So the only way, again, to discern the season that we are in is by continuously seeking God in prayer and asking Him, like, Lord, if this is something that You want me to do, Lord God, I need You to make a way for it. So just as Christ had to make a way out of sin, God will also have to make the way for certain relationships to come together, certain seasons to be brought forward towards us, right? So we have to continuously seek the Lord and seek out His wisdom and His plan for our lives, okay? When we do that, this actually sets us up for success, okay? If you are trying to do something in your own strength, you're going to see how it's going to fail, okay? When you're doing it by the strength of God, it will be successful, okay? So I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to end it here for today. But I really pray that this blesses you guys. I hope that this clarified some things. If you listened to yesterday's episode, which was called Growing in Grace, I hope that this cleared things up a little bit, because I left that episode feeling like, that might be confusing. So I hope that this cleared some things up for you guys and that you learned something new from this. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I once again look forward to the next time that the Lord is going to lead me to speak to you guys. But yeah, I pray that this blesses you. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Till next time, God bless. Bye.